The Fall Beltline Lantern Parade was pretty much what it sounds like, a gathering of a few hundred people from around the neighborhood and beyond, carrying homemade lanterns down a section of the Beltline. Around 6 o'clock in the afternoon, the crowd gathered on the abandoned railroad bridge that crosses Fulton Terrace Avenue. And as daylight started to fade, those that had arrived with lanterns were doing some last-minute assembly.
Do you need the arms next? Do you need the arms first?
Can I ask, while you're working, what on earth this thing is?
Yes, it's a lantern, like the other lanterns, but it's going to have some motion to it.
They basically are big men, they're big people with happy faces on top.
Yeah.
And this is a backpack, and it fits over their back, and then their legs are attached to their ankles, and they've got sticks for their arms. So when they dance around, they look like big dancing lit people. It's absolutely magical.
This parade, the second this year, was put together by an organization called the Crew of the Grateful Gluttons, a sort of community social club led by Chantel Ritter.
In the New Orleans tradition is the New Orleans crews throw parades. Like Mardi Gras isn't thrown by the city, it's thrown by a couple hundred individual crews. Everybody is invited to come and play, not just to watch it, but to be a part of it.
Why a lantern parade?
I am personally fascinated with illuminated art, and that an individual can easily craft one that is inexpensive. But the Beltline's perfect because we don't have to have street closures, and the idea that it's going to be safe to walk here at night someday is worth holding up light for.
And as the fly-by-night marching band led the way, lights of all sizes, shapes, and colors followed.
Oh, see, this is what I made! It's Lionel Richie!
Yeah. You've got Lionel Richie.
Everybody sing, everybody dance, lose yourself in wild romance.
Can I get your name, sir?
Scott Kick.
Scott Kick. Why Lionel Richie?
What? There's no logic involved in this.
What got you to take part in a lantern parade?
That it was happening. I don't really think things through, and somebody mentioned. I work at the Center for Puppetry Arts, so this is a natural progression.
Excellent.
Of your daily life.
Okay, you're actually inside of your lantern. Can you describe what's going on with this thing?
Yeah, this is a lawn refuse bag that I spray painted and cut holes for the head, holes for the arms. And then drew a heart and lungs and stomach and guts and all that kind of stuff on translucent paper.
Looks like your liver's glowing here.
Yeah, yeah. And heart and all that kind of stuff.
Why a lantern parade?
It's one of the coolest things that Atlanta does. Makes the city unique and gets people out of their houses, onto the streets, walking around, communicating and having fun.
I'm Thomas Holmes. I'm the witch doctor in the Grateful Gluttons. The phoenix and the resurgence is a symbol of the city. And I think the Beltline's part of the renewal of the city. And so the same as rising from the ashes, you know, the Beltline's coming not from ashes, but from disuse into something really important.
And that's how this ties together. This parade signals the end of the Art on the Beltline project that started this June. The goal of installing art along abandoned rail lines was to attract people onto the corridor and cultivate an interest in the ongoing public works project. As the parade wound toward the Ponce Highland area, I noticed more people gathering to watch from bridges, sidewalks, and their own porches, which is where I met spectators Meredith Greer, Bridget Ward, Bobby Creech, and Zeitlin Waters.
We had no idea this was going on, actually.
Yeah, we.
He just looked out the window.
We live here. He thought he heard a kazoo, and he was right.
So what do you think of this? What do you think of this parade that's going by your place?
It's absolutely wonderful. It's amazing. I have no idea what's going on, but I hope to see it again, whatever it is.
The Beltline means a lot of things to a lot of people. What does it mean to you?
Community. Hopefully there'll be more of an effort to set communities up in such a way that people can take care of everything on foot.
The parade ended in the clearing behind Two Urban Licks, where electronic artists Teo and Mitchell played us in. Following her lantern light, I caught up with Chantel Ritter.
Oh, I think it went great. We saw lots of new, wonderful, creative lanterns. The Eiffel Tower one was great. The hot ale balloons were wonderful. We saw a lot of the same people and a lot of new people, which is terrific. It just couldn't have been a nicer night out. So I heard a lot of people that hadn't walked on the Beltline before. I think it was really, really good.
Are you eager to maybe do this again?
Oh, yeah. I think I always want to do lantern parades.
And with more of the Beltline still to be cleared for use, there is plenty of space that has yet to be lit. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.